add some depth to your Christian life. A lot of churches don't have depth. Preaching, there's no depth. In the pews, there's no depth to it. You know, it's a 15-minute sermon with no depth in the doctrine, no depth in their Christian walk. You know, we should be Christians who seek these things and seek to know the love of Christ, you know, throughout the years. And you know what? Open up the Bible and learn the deep things of God. Learn how to apply these things. Learn the deep things. You say, why is that? Why should I do that? Why should I know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge? Well, because the Bible says that the love of Christ constraineth us. Amen. So you know what's going to keep you in the Christian life? Not me. Not your best buddy here. Not your girlfriend. Not your boyfriend. Not mommy. Not daddy. Jesus. Amen. Will keep you in this church. Jesus will keep you in God's will. Why? Because it's the love of Christ that constraineth us, the Bible says. Okay? Don't come for the wrong reasons. So how do I know if I come for the wrong reasons? I guess we'll find out. Right? I guess we'll find out if you're here for the wrong reasons. And you know what? Maybe, you know, you're here because maybe one of those reasons that I mentioned. Okay, well, it's time to learn how to stay right with God and shift that reason to being the love of Christ. Amen. And say, you know what? I need to be here because I love Jesus. Amen. And if my BFF no longer comes to this church or something, I'm still going to come to this church. Amen. You know, or if my girlfriend dumps me or whatever, you know, I'm still going to come to this church. Amen. If everything goes wrong in my life, I'm still going to come to this church because it's the love of Christ that constrains me to do God's will, not a person, not some church member, not you, pastor, you know. But you don't have to come and tell me that. Like, hey, I'm not here for you, okay? You know, I'm just saying, you know, obviously these things are nice, and we're thankful that we have people in our lives, you know, that exhort us. And, you know, the Christian life is enjoyable when you have people that you get to serve with that are also enjoyable. I mean, wouldn't you say you come to church and you look forward to seeing certain people? Right? You come here, you're like, man, I can't wait to see my friends. I can't wait to see the brothers, the sisters in Christ. I look forward to conversating with them, to talking with them, you know, kind of relieving some stress, just kind of chatting away and fellowshipping and laughing and just talking about random stuff. It's great, right? But those should never be the reasons why, the primary reasons why we're in God's will. Amen. Well, I'm not going to go to church because, you know, so-and-so's there or whatever. You need to grow out of that. It's the love of Christ that constrains you to be in church. It's the love of, well, I'm not going to read my Bible because, well, then you're reading the Bible for the wrong reasons. Yep. You're going to church for the wrong reasons. You're reading your Bible for the wrong reasons. You're going soul winning for the wrong reasons. If it's not for primarily the love of Christ. Obviously, we want to go soul winning because we want people to get saved, right? We want people not to go to hell, get saved. But what if like everyone rejects you though? Well, it better be the love of Christ that's constraining you to do it again. Even though no one got saved this week or this day or whatever it may be. Okay?